Housing is in short supply in much of the region. That shortage figures in the high rents in many communities and is believed to be just one of many factors in homelessness. So we need more places for people to live, and now. But how to speed up the process of getting those places built? For Klamath County, one answer is the Contractor Incentive Program assembled by the county commissioners. The idea is to speed up home construction by speeding up the process of people becoming home building contractors. Kelly Minty Morris is one of the three Klamath County commissioners and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Commissioner, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for inviting me on.
Sure. If you would, give the overview for Klamath County. I mean, the number for all of Oregon is assumed to be around 150,000 or so homes needed. How short do you figure you are in Klamath County?
Sure. So while we know that the housing crisis, if you will, looks differently depending on what part of the state you go to, it certainly, I think it's safe to say it impacts every single corner of the state, and Klamath County is no exception. It's one of those numbers that it's sort of challenging to wrap your arms around to get a completely accurate count because it's a ever changing and, you know, it's always sort of in flux, but we know we need hundreds of new homes. And so we, also recognized early on that one of the huge factors that kept coming up when we would sit around tables with, stakeholders and community leaders and advocates and others about how do we solve this was there just wasn't enough people that are skilled in building homes, particularly after the crash in 2008. Many people left that profession and hadn't returned.
So you have a shortage of contractors, and how about the labor force as well?
Exactly. So there's definitely a shortage of contractors, and the contractors say that they have a really tough time getting younger people or, you know, anyone really interested in working with them. It's not easy work. It's certainly challenging work. But it's also work that I've been told is incredibly rewarding and can also be, you know, really financially profitable. So we thought that we could make the case that it is a good career to get into, a trade to get into, but we knew that we needed to do something to help it along.
Well, the need is clear. The remedies are clear as well in this case. So how did the idea take shape among the members of the County Board of Commissioners?
So actually, I had known of a former contractor who had built homes up until right about 2008 and had then started doing some work that he's really passionate around in the nonprofit world, and that's awesome. But I thought to myself, you know, I wonder if I could pick his brain as to what would it take to get somebody like you to return. So as, you know, as I get a lot of my mode for getting a lot of business done is, hey, let me take you for a cup of coffee and talk this through. So so I took this particular gentleman to a cup of coffee and I asked him, you know, those questions. What, or maybe more specifically and more pointedly, what are the barriers to someone like you getting back in? Not to suggest you necessarily personally want to get back in, but what would be the barrier? And he said that quite simply, the startup costs for reengaging are fairly significant, particularly if you're maybe unemployed at the time, which he wasn't, but, or maybe sort of in that just making ends meet type situation. He shared with me some things that hadn't occurred to me at all, that the testing to get your license is a couple $100s. You have to be bonded and have insurance, which can be several $1,000s. And so we started adding up the cost, he and I, and sort of penciled it out on, you know, the proverbial back of a napkin and recognized that it might cost someone about $5,000 to really get back in. Now, once they're in, they're, because the need is so high, they're probably going to do just fine. But that's still a tough barrier to entry for many people.
Kelly Minty Morris is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, one of the Klamath County commissioners. We're talking about the Contractor Incentive Program designed to get more contractors building new housing in the county by offering incentives to become contractors, to become fully licensed and get all the paperwork in order. Questions, comments from you, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So you kind of ticked off the whole list there about the test. The bonded insurance, the license. So are you prepared to basically offer money to help people get all these levels of certification?
we wrote the program, and, you know, so perhaps it's, I think we are officially calling it a grant program or maybe a scholarship, you know, sort of using the two words interchangeably. But yes, the grant and or scholarship covers up to $5,000 toward those things that I mentioned. So here's what's really exciting and interesting. I had been told by folks in the industry, so the home builders, our economic development folks that have been working this, when I said, you know, how many people do you suppose might take advantage of this? Their guess, and this was across the board, was, you know, if we get 5 or 6 people in a year, let's call that a success. That would be great. In the first month, we've received 8 applications. So we are feeling really good about this mechanism for helping work towards solving this housing problem.
So what kinds of eligibility requirements, Commissioner? Any prior experience or aptitude need to be demonstrated?
You know, that's a great question. So we, our board members and myself in particular, you know, we're not an expert in these things. So we have engaged the help of a key stakeholder, the home builders that I mentioned before, to actually do the evaluation of the applications. And there's a list of criteria, and I can't name them off the top of my head, but they're looking for essentially, not necessarily that someone has to have any prior experience, because that's, you know, part of the point is to get people in who may not have experience, but they are looking for some kind of ability for them to be able to be successful.
I have the criteria in front of me. I was curious about how things get scored. So, you know, it's weighted. You have like, 5% for a strategic business plan, 10% for initiated the steps for licensure. It gets up to, 20% for years of experience in trade and 30% for contribution opportunities. So there's some subjectiveness there, it seems like, in the people reviewing this. A larger issue, though, I would think would be the limit to what the county can pay in total. I mean, is there an upper limit to how many scholarships you can give out? If you have 8 in a year, $40,000 worth, is that kind of the limit of it?
So what we have determined, and this is fluid, but what the pitch I made to my board when I made this proposal, and my board really was enthusiastic about it, and I'm grateful for that. But the pitch I made is, look, it would be a great problem to have if we have so many applications that we have to cut this off. But could we set aside in our minds about $50,000 to do this program and just see how it goes? And again, you know, we didn't know. We might have only got 2 applications. But I said, why don't we set aside $50,000, try it, you know, let's not be fear-based. Oh, my God, what if we get too many people? If we get too many people, that's great. We'll end the program and we'll call it a success and, you know, we'll have more houses built. So we do have that $50,000 number in mind. If we get to that point, what I offered to the board and the board agreed is that then let's reevaluate. Do we want to put more money toward it? Do we want to take a pause and let sort of those people get through the process and see where we go? We haven't nailed all that down yet, but we didn't want uncertainty about how this would play out to stop us from trying, because that's the only way you accomplish something.
You have to try first. That is very true. Now, if people are wondering, well, what's to stop somebody from saying, okay, hey, thanks for the contractor's license, I'm off for Lake County or something, there is a provision in here to prevent people from just bolting out of Klamath County. Tell us about that.
Well, our hope is, you know, we wrote the program in hopes that people would be willing to commit to stay in Klamath for at least a year or at least a significant amount of time. If you want to get into, you know, if it's super technical and legalities, that might, in all honesty, that might not be enforceable. But the hope is that people in good faith say, you know, hey, Klamath County gave me this opportunity. I'm going to stay in Klamath County for a while.
So in addition to this, are there other programs? I'm just wondering if in addition to trying to basically create new contractors in Klamath County, if there are other tweaks and changes for example, in the county planning process to try to speed up home construction?
You know, that's a great question. We haven't done many changes yet at the local level on the county planning front, although I know the state of Oregon and the Oregon legislature is certainly working on, there's lots of proposals related to housing in the short session. So we look to the state for that piece. Locally, our economic development team has taken on this issue of housing as one of their core components of the work they do. We all know that it's great to bring in a bunch of jobs to a community, but if you don't have anywhere for the workers, then, you know, it's a little bit of a chicken and an egg. So our economic development team has also been doing a sort of a public-private partnership type program to try to build. They have a goal of 40 new door fronts a year for the next 5 years. So a total of 200 new door fronts. And that's all, you know, all kinds of different, you know, single family and multifamily. And that looked a little different. So we're investing a little bit in that. And then our commission has also set aside some money tagged, you know, we would like to use this towards something related to housing that we haven't specified or identified yet. So I would say in this particular issue, since we all know it is so multifaceted, we know that one solution isn't going to solve the whole thing. We need to be working this from several different angles. So that's what we're attempting to do.
Kelly Minty Morris from Klamath County, County Commissioner, is with us on the Jefferson Exchange. I wonder if outside of what you're doing at the county level, are the cities offering anything in the way of incentives to also further speed up the building of homes?
You know, I am unaware as to whether the city of Klamath Falls has any direct proposals in front of them. I certainly know that their community development folks and planning folks and city manager and city councilors and mayor all sit around the same tables I do often and are looking at this. And I know that they also recently did or are in the process of doing a needs analysis and needs study. So I'm really interested to see what comes out of that. But I'm unaware as if they have sort of set up a program similar to ours. I don't believe they have.
Commissioner, I know you have to go in just a minute. In addition to the trying to keep the contractors in the county for a year, is there any requirement they actually build any houses within the contracted year?
You know, we didn't spell that out. We thought that that would, again, be sort of complicated to enforce and could be, how do I want to say this? Not subjective is not really the right word, but, you know, what, well, I mean, I get, I'm talking all over myself. It's sort of that, like, if somebody starts building something, does that count? If they have a contract in place, you know, in a year, does that count? You know, we just thought that that might be getting a little more complicated than we wanted to get at this point. Again, we really approached this as, I mean, to be honest, we were a little nervous about this. It's a little nerve-wracking anytime you try something new.
Sure.
So we wanted to set up something where that wasn't terribly complicated and we could try it. And we keep saying to each other as a board, you know, let's try this, then take a pause and evaluate. Mm-hmm. So some of those types of things, if we start to see that maybe there's an issue, we would be open to perhaps adding something like that in the future.
All right. Certainly a pleasant surprise so far, and thinking that you might get five or six people to apply. You got 8 applications already for the contractor incentive program, up to more than $5,000 per applicant, up to that amount, to help people become contractors and get all their licensing and bonding in order. Kelly Minty Morris is a Klamath County Commissioner, one of the three commissioners who approved the plan. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
You too.